Lesson 16. The Story of Johnny Appleseed. In the late 1700s, most Americans had never tasted an apple. That's because very few apple trees grew outside of New England. A man named John Chapman did more than anyone else to change that. He enjoyed sinking his teeth into a sweet, juicy apple and wanted to share his enjoyment with others. For 40 years, as he wandered through Ohio, Indiana, and western Pennsylvania, it was his practice to take a bag of apple seeds with him, planting them as he went along. Chapman obtained the seeds from New England cider mills after the apples had been pressed for cider. Over the years, due entirely to his efforts, apple orchards were growing in many of the places he had visited. From time to time, he returned to them in order to prune the trees and make sure they stayed healthy. This unusual man was born in Leominster, Massachusetts, and began his travels in 1797, when he was in his early 20s. When he needed money, he knew that just down the road there would be someone who would give him work and pay him a dollar or two. Chapman spent most days on the road, a stout walking stick cut from an apple tree in his hand, and a tall black hat on his head. At dusk, he looked for a place to spend the night. If there was no house with a room to offer him nearby, he was content to sleep under the stars. He had few needs, and it didn't bother him that his clothes were threadbare. Because he detested killing of any kind, John Chapman refused to eat meat. Once he even extinguished a campfire because mosquitoes were flying into the flames and dying. He had no fear of wild animals, and they seemed to sense that he would do them no harm. In one of the many stories told about Chapman, he spent the night in the company of a friendly bear. When he returned to places he had visited before, Chapman was greeted as an old friend. He loved to come back in the spring and see apple trees he had planted years before, full of pink and white blossoms. But his greatest pleasure was to return in the fall to see their boughs weighed down with apples. Over the years, he became a familiar sight to the people living on the farms and in the small towns of the Ohio River Valley. They gave him the very apt name we know him by today, Johnny Appleseed.